And my brother wants to be an inventor. He's going to make an invention for me so I can help him.
Great. So your brother's going to be an inventor and you're going to use his inventions to help people. That sounds great. So there's lots of good, great ideas. How do we know that that's what God wants us to do? Any ideas? I mean, there's lots of good ideas.
I want to be a princess.
You want to be a princess? I think that is an excellent choice. How do we know that God wants us to be a princess, or God wants us to be a vet, or an inventor?
He tells us.
He tells us. How might he tell us what he wants us to do?
In dreams.
In dreams. He might tell us in dreams. Charlie?
He might give us visions.
Visions, yeah. Any other ways that he tells us? Go on, Tessa.
In your imagination.
In your imagination. Now, a lot of these things like helping people or helping animals, that's... Helping animals, exactly, Zach. That's kind of the things that God would want us to do anyway. So sometimes when we have things that we want to do, they're things that God would want to do anyway. So like helping people, God wants to help people. And so you're just doing what God wants to do anyway. Right? So, okay, here's another question. Now, do you feel like you're growing fast? Yeah? Do you think you're growing fast? Yes? Yes? Some of you. Do you ever go to your drawers and get out some clothes and you try and put on a t-shirt and it doesn't fit anymore? Yeah. And how does it feel when your clothes don't fit? Is it a bit uncomfortable? Do you try and get it over your head and it doesn't fit? It feels squishy. It does feel squishy. Any other, how does it feel when your clothes don't fit?
Tight,
yes.
Annoying.
Annoying, yeah.
Confining.
Confining, yeah. And so, right, I all want you to kind of imagine you've got some clothes on that don't fit and do the kind of like uncomfortable, do your kind of uncomfortable, oh, this is a bit tight, I'm not quite comfortable here. So sometimes that feeling of being a bit squishy, a bit confined, a bit restricted, is how God tells us that maybe we're not in the right place. So do you all know the story of Jonah? Can you remember the story of Jonah who got swallowed up by a big whale?
Oh, yeah.
So God told him to do something. What did he tell him to do? Can anyone remember what he told him to do?
Go and talk to the people of Nineveh doing bad things.
Exactly. Go to Nineveh and tell them to stop doing bad things. But what did Jonah do instead? What did he do?
He went to the supermarket.
He went to the supermarket in where? In Tarshish. Yeah, that's right. He went on a ship to go to Tarshish to get chips. Now, when he was on the ship, there was a big storm. We all know about the big storm, don't we? And how do you think Jonah felt? A bit scared and a bit annoyed and maybe a bit uncomfortable that he wasn't in the right place. Now, God brought up a big whale to swallow him up and get him into the right place. But if Jonah had just listened to how he was feeling and being a bit uncomfortable, he might have made that decision by himself and God wouldn't have to send a whale. So Layla and I have been feeling a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit kind of like... we're not in the right place. And so we have decided we're going to move to where we think God wants us. So things that we want to do when we grow up, well, I wanted to work with young people. And at first I thought I'd go and be a teacher, because that's working with children and young people. But I didn't like that, because that was a bit funny. But it wasn't right for me, because... like, although I thought I could be a good teacher, I wanted to be able to chat to young people without having to, like, teach them anything. And just kind of hang out and play a bit more pool and that kind of thing. So I became a youth worker instead, which is also a highly valued occupation, much like teaching. but just different. And so I think God's given me a skill to be a youth worker, and he's given Layla skills to work with young people as well. And so we've decided to use our skills where we think God's calling to us. And so we feel that... So we're gonna leave this church and move to Weston-super-Mare. Has anyone been to Weston-super-Mare? You've heard of it? What have you heard about Weston-super-Mare? It's got muddy sea, yeah? It's got a pier. It's got some woods. So our friends over there, so we're going to go and live on a place called the Bourneville Estate with our friends John and Kathy. Now, and Sam as well. Do you like to come and say a little bit about what you have been doing there? So I've known John for 9 years now, and we work together as well. And John's been living on the Bourneville Estate for 6 years. What do you do there, John?
I hang out with young people. So we moved in above the shops, and whenever I go out to buy milk or bread, we bump into teenagers, about, you know, 13, 14, 15-year-olds, who are just sitting on benches, and we go and join them and say, "Hi, can I come and get to know you?" And then we've got to know them, and then we've done lots and lots of fun things.
So does that sound like a good thing to do? Yeah. So, so you bump into them on the benches, and then you invite them to your house. Why do you start doing that, John?
Well, we decided that it would be good to get to know them a bit better, and that we might be able to help them with various problems or challenges they were facing. So we said, why don't you come and eat pizza with us, or make macaroni cheese, or bake cakes? And so they'd come to the house, and we'd make food, and we'd eat it. And we would talk about the things going on, maybe school or college or their jobs or life at home, arguments with their mum and dad. And we'd talk about those, help them come to some kind of solutions, come up with new ideas. And then we'd also talk about other things that we could do together, like going on trips, going on holiday, going to visit new places, going to learn new skills.
So that sounds like a great thing to do. It does, doesn't it, Zach? I think Zach's going to come and join us. So Layla and I are so inspired by what John, Kathy, Sam and Danielle have been doing on the estate that we are going to join them. And that's what we feel God's doing, because he's been making us uncomfortable, and we've been looking around for what he's calling us to do next, and that's what we're going to go and do. Does that sound like a good idea?
Thank you. Can I be a bit pushy and ask you to give a bit more detail? In fact, Alice is very good at asking probing questions. Would you mind if she asked you some probing questions? Is that okay? John, do you mind?
So just one little thing about John, Kathy and their baby Samantha. Dylan for many years has been really inspired by this family, and they've come here for the dedication and so on. But one of the stories they tell about John and Kathy, which John and Kathy wouldn't say themselves, is they've chosen to live at the same level of income of the people on the estate. So instead of having two incomes, they fought and fought and fought to have the same level. However, because of the nature of justice, it's incredibly hard when you've been given a lot to get rid of it, and incredibly hard when you've been given a little to steward it well, just the system. So they fought and fought to have the same level. So they're both half-time work. They've gone to one income, so they can have the same level of lifestyle. They would still say, would you still say you have more in your life than the people you live with? Or you've stopped making the comparisons and are trying to, you know, live life well. But that, to me, is so inspirational. And so, such a great example of incarnation, where God became like us to minister to us, and they are becoming like the people they feel called to serve and love and receive from as well. So, Dylan, what will you be doing on a 9-to-5 in the Bourneville Estate, which is called that because it was built to do the chocolate factory and then never came to pass? So it's a very tough area of sort of dreams that weren't fulfilled. And that's what's so special about you guys moving in. So you're 9-to-5.
Well, in the short term, I'll be keeping my current couple of jobs, but I'll be looking to reduce hours so that we can join John, Kathy, and Danielle on the estate, doing the things that they do, meeting young people, hanging out with them.
What will Sundays or church or community following Jesus look like for you?
So in the centre of the estate, there is a healthy living centre, which is has a library and a doctor's surgery and a church and a cafe, all under one roof. And so that's the kind of local church. And the church is Anglican and Methodist. And so whilst that will be our local church, and we would want to support that as the other local Christians, I think as the small community there with John and Kathy and Danielle, who's also part of the community there, we would be looking to, I don't want to say start church, but be a community of believers together and seeing how that works out, praying together, worshipping together, feeding each other spiritually, physically.
And how do you see your relationship there with your relationship with us at Hope, your friends and family here?
So Layla and I were thinking about this, and one of the special things about Hope is that when you leave, you never really leave. So people like Damien and Anna Brunskill and people and Alex who have been part of Hope's story for years will pop through those doors, and someone at the front will stop what they're doing and welcome them in like they're still part of Hope. And so in one sense, we feel like we can never get away from you as our family. But we were thinking about it in terms of like marriage, that we are kind of that kind of leaving and cleaving from you as our church, but you still remain our family, and we're joining with John and Kathy to bring about, and Danielle and Sam, and with Zephyr and Layla, we're all going to try and bring about a new thing with them. We don't know what it looks like, but so we won't be members anymore, but we would still like to come back as family do.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you. And apparently, John, you have 100 ideas before breakfast?
Apparently so.
Apparently so. I so relate to that. Our conversations before breakfast. We're going to pray for you after the worship, aren't we?